Do I feel blessings? This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings, with an overview for the September 2015 Celestial Timings. And we have another remarkable month. Just looking at this whole entire month and feeling into what is going on, we've got Mercury going retrograde, Pluto going direct, we've got Venus going direct. Actually, Venus will lead the charge. She goes direct on September 6th. And this new Venus cycle is really remarkable. So much is going on with this new Venus cycle. And I've shared a lot. I've written an article that everybody can have access to. And we are going to be doing our first Venus initiation teleclass on September 7th. Working with the Leo overtone, the Leo goddess as divine sovereign queen, reclaiming the divine authority of the feminine, and journeying through the seven gates, Inanna's seven gates, and ceremonially with this particular class. And so if you haven't had a chance to see what this is all about, and I talk about this extensively in the audios, the weekly audios, as well as in the written version, as well as in the articles, but it would be something that you might want to consider as joining us in this journey, working with the power of the group, as we focus on the intent of Venus in Leo as she goes through a process of really upping her ability to truly love herself in, you know, radical ways and healthy ways, and in ways where it allows her to really shine her light and her essence, and ultimately her being us, you know, her being you, her being me. Her journey is our journey, and we can engage with this journey and work with it ceremonially. And when we work with the power of the group, of course, we are increasing that exponentially. So I would just encourage everyone again, because Venus is, you know, beautiful morning star now. She's going to make her first conjunction with the moon on September 10th. That'll be the first gate. And so we'll be having our first class on September 7th to be prepared for that and honor that, to work with that in a ceremonial way. And then also this month, Venus and Mars are in sacred union. They are close together all this month, all next month. They're within 10 degrees up until November 22nd. And they are going to make... They've already made an exact union August 31st, and they'll make a second exact union on November 2nd. This is a time of hierosgamos, sacred marriage. We will also be doing, I'm going to put in these plugs for these events. I hope that some of you might feel inspired, because they are so powerful. The sacred marriage event that we'll be doing near Tucson, Arizona, October 7th through 11th, which is about learning what your sacred marriage, your inner beloved, whether you're a man and it's your inner feminine, or you're a woman and it's your inner masculine, who is that inner beloved that is within you? How can you get in touch with that part of yourself and honor that part of yourself, listen to that part of yourself, and have that part of who you are? As we return to wholeness, we need to have that connection with our inner other, with our inner beloved. And so this is something that's unique to shamanic astrology, that we teach how to do the sacred marriage, because until you've really done that, you're not going to have the fullest possibility of relationship. Not that you don't have a great relationship, but you won't have the fullest possibility. I have done this work now for many years, and finally feel that in the last 10 years that I am in a relationship that really reflects the work I have done on my own inner sacred marriage. And I am so grateful for this insight, for this way of looking at it, for this possibility. So I invite you all to come and join us. It's going to be at a beautiful place in Tubac, Arizona, hanging out in the the foothills there and beautiful night sky. And in honor of Venus and Mars, who are traveling together in the sky and are very powerfully connected, they are in their own sacred union. So, also Jupiter is kind of hanging out with them as well, all in the morning sky. So this is something to be conscious of. And then we've got Saturn moving back into Sagittarius. It's returning to Sagittarius, to the seasonal sign of Sagittarius, where the sun is 30 days prior to the December solstice. But that happens to be the head of the Scorpion at this particular time. So seeing Saturn in the evening sky this month is going to be just amazing. You can see in the weekly audios, I talked more about that, as well as the sky maps in the written version of the timings. And we have also the eclipse window that's happening this month, perhaps the biggest eclipse of a lifetime, meaning literally the moon is going to be its biggest possible size as it rises and being eclipted. So the moon, and the east, people living on the east coast of the U.S. will see the moon rise, and then the eclipse starts. People living on the west coast will see the moon rising already having started the eclipse. But it's happening very near perigee. That means that about 59 minutes, just like a slightly about an hour prior to the full moon eclipse, center point of the eclipse, the moon is at perigee, closest to the Earth. So this is the biggest rise of the moon this year. The moon is going to look really big coming up. And then we'll have an eclipse on top of it. So, Sky and Telescope magazine is saying that, we will probably not ever see another eclipse with a moon this big in our lifetime. We won't have another, and this is the final eclipsed moon of the tetrad of the four eclipses that there were two last year, two total lunar eclipses last year, and there are two total lunar eclipses this year. So this is the fourth, the completion of the tetrad. It will be April 25th of 2032 before we have another tetrad of total lunar eclipses, and I don't know where they're going to be visible or anything, but so this is really special. And there won't be another total lunar eclipse until January 31st of 2018. So just to be aware of how special this particular one is, and that the things that have been set into motion. The first total lunar eclipse happened within the Grand Cross window last year. So we're also looking at how this is impacting that particular energy that got set into motion. And you may remember that Grand Cross was the closest Grand Cross in several hundred years. So we've got a lot of factors that are really magnifying, intensifying, and so on. This month is like just rocking off the charts, amazing, and worth us paying attention to, worth us being in ceremonial relationship to, because we'll also have Mars with Regulus. We're going to have, Jupiter has already passed by Regulus, but still hanging out pretty close to that particular star. And the eclipse is something that everybody will be able to see, unless, of course, you have cloudy skies. And I will just say the October eclipse last year here in Tucson was cloudy. So we watched it on a video cam from someplace. I think there was a place in Australia, and there was a place maybe like in Hawaii or wherever they were switching back and forth between different places, showing what the eclipse looked like in different places on the planet. And that's kind of a cool experience as well. So if for some reason you can't see it, you might want to do that. You might want to do that anyway. And you might want to hang out with this eclipse. They do last for several hours, the beginning of the eclipse to the end of the eclipse. This one, the totality is going to be for an hour and 12 minutes. So you have plenty of time to go and be with it. And I shared a lot in the week 4 audios about the working with the shadow. The literally in the total lunar eclipse, we're seeing the shadow of the Earth on the face of the moon. We're looking at our own shadow. And that is one reason why ancient cultures and some ancient cultures and some traditions were very afraid of eclipses because it really does provide an opportunity to look at shadow, and that was scary for them. So they would hide, and they didn't want to be anywhere around where they might have to experience the eclipse. But of course, we want to embrace our shadow and integrate our shadow so we can be whole and complete and empowered. And that is the way to really connect with this particular eclipse. So that, along with the new Venus cycle, Venus stationing direct. Mercury, I don't know if I've said this yet, is stationing retrograde on September 17th. And then, of course, Pluto stations direct on September 24th. So we've got a lot of activity happening throughout the month. I think I've given you the highlights of the most important features. And so I hope it is a wonderful, transformative, magical time that where we all are gain the insights and the support and the love that helps us to further our journey along our evolutionary path.